on the Vampire Diaries.
For over a century, I have lived in secret. Until now, I know the risk, but I have to know her.
Lena, she's a dead ringer for Catherine.
What are you?
I'm a vampire.
I've been 17 years old since 1864.
I promise I will keep your secret, but I can't be with you, Stefan.
Five bodies all drained of blood?
They've come back.
Hello, brother.
Damon. She's transitioning.
Into what?
A vampire.
Ricky, what the hell?
Why does everybody have to die on me?
Can you make him forget?
I'll do it.
What do you want him to know?
That Vicky left town. He's gonna miss her, but he knows it's for the best.
A mock Tudor house, shrouded in darkness. Stefan lets a book slip from his lap. He slouches forward and leans down for the book. He flings it on a table. He turns at the ghostly sound. A view of an old stone fireplace. A second clanking noise distracts Stefan. A curtain billows in the breeze. A shrouded figure flits across the room. Stefan secures the window. He scours the dimly lit lounge, his senses on alert. The flash of another worldly form. Stefan looks up at a wooden balustrade. A shadow flits on high. A figure zips through him, hurling him to the floor. The form heaves him over. A blonde, snarling vampire. A pixie-faced blonde.
How could you even ask that?
I missed you.
Happy birthday.
The Vampire Diaries, audio description by ITFC. In the mock Tudor house...
I don't know, okay? If some freak shot at me with wooden bullets, I'd bail in under 60. And why is a news reporter hunting vampires?
I don't know. I don't know who knows about us. I mean, that guy did. There could be others.
Hey, do me a favor. While you're here, please be careful.
Ugh, why stay? I'm headed to New York for the weekend. Bon Jovi, In the Garden. Wanted, dead or alive. It's our theme song. It'll be a blast.
Hey, do you think that he would actually remember us? That was a pretty crazy weekend, huh?
We can make him remember us. Come on, let's go.
I mean, what's keeping you here?
I told you, her name is Elena.
Well, let's hope she's better than the last girl you got all sprung over.
You didn't even know, Catherine.
Because if I did, I'd kick her ass, little bitch. Speaking of, where's Damon?
Inflicting misery somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you gonna be okay here, alone? I got some things I gotta take care of.
Well, it's not exactly like I can go anywhere. And you and Damon are the only ones with these nifty little daylight rings. I have a mood ring from 75. Trade ya?
Doesn't work that way, and you know it.
Ugh, yeah.
Hey, Lex. I'm really glad that you came here.
Okay, what are we doing for your birthday? It's not every day a guy turns 162 years old.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Mystic Falls Police Station.
Where did Vicky say she was going?
She didn't.
Did she tell her brother where she was going?
No, she didn't say anything to me. She told Jeremy to tell me she was leaving town.
Well, is there anyone I can talk to that may know what happened to her prior to her leaving town?
Stefan Salvatore may know. He came by the house to see her, but she wouldn't talk to him.
Well, what was he doing there?
I was trying to help her. I knew that Elena was worried about her brother. He was dating Vicky and she had a drug problem, so I tried to help.
So you got involved because Elena asked you to?
I asked Stefan to help. I thought that by helping Vicky, he was helping my brother.
What was her behavior like those last few days before she left?
Up and down. Very sketchy, like she was coming down from some major party.
Any signs of aggression or violence?
Not that I remember.
No.
No.
So you believe Vicky really has left town?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
I'll miss her, but I think it's for the best.
Stefan towers in a shot in front of police HQ. Matt trudges down the steps. He shoots past Stefan, ignores him.
I was trying to help her, Matt. That's all.
A frowning Stefan watches as Elena, Jenna, and Jeremy leave the building en masse.
I'll meet you guys at the car.
Okay.
The others walk briskly away.
You okay?
I don't think the sheriff suspected anything. Jeremy had no memory at all. All he knew was what Damon made him know.
Thank you.
I can't do this, Stefan. Every time I look at Matt or Jeremy, all I think is that Vicky is never going to come back. And they'll never know why. Around you, people get hurt and people die. And it's just too much.
Why don't we go somewhere and talk about it?
No. Stefan, you have to stay away from me.
A disconsolate Elena leaves to join her friends. Lexi twitches in her sleep. She rolls over into...
Boo.
Oh.
Hello, Lexi. What an unexpected surprise.
Unexpected surprise? I think the wrong brother went back to high school.
How long are you here for?
Just for Stefan's B-Day.
Oh, you mean you didn't come all this way to see me?
That's it, Damon. After a century, I finally realized death means nothing without you. Do me.
Oh, why are you so mean to me?
Have you met you? You're not a nice person.
Well, because I'm a vampire.
But you're only the bad parts.
Teach me to be good.
I'm older, and that means stronger.
I'm sorry.
Don't ruin my time with Stefan, because I'll hurt you. And you know I can do it.
Yeah.
Lexi releases her vice-like grip on Damon's throat. At Bonnie's parents' house.
You leaving?
Dad doesn't like it when I stay here too much.
Because he misses you or because he doesn't trust me? Your father's problem is he lacks imagination. He thinks I'll fill your head with all my witchy juju.
He's right.
He's always right. That's his other problem.
A crystal necklace.
You need to be wearing that.
Well, I gotta get it back to Caroline. It doesn't belong to me.
Yes, it does. It was your ancestors, and now it's yours.
Emily was your ancestor, too. Why don't you wear it?
It didn't find me. It found you. Protected you. A witch's talisman is a powerful tool. Don't be giving that back to anybody.
Her grandma loops it around her neck.
I just wish it was prettier.
Jenna flops onto a leather couch next to Elena.
You're wallowing.
So are you.
My wallow was legitimate. I was dumped.
Yeah, well, Logan's a jerk.
You didn't get a brush-off email saying I'm leaving town. See ya.
Want to keep it down over there?
Why? What are you doing?
Homework.
Since when do you do homework?
I gotta finish this. I'm way behind, and I have a quiz tomorrow, so...
What do you think? Alien?
Some sort of replicant.
He can hear you.
Jeremy pulls a fake smile, on Jeremy focused on his work, at Sheriff Forbes's office.
Yeah. Send him in. Mr. Salvatore, come on in. Could you get the door for me?
Sure.
I understand from Mrs. Lockwood that your uncle's out of town.
Yes, he is. But I spoke with Zach, and he filled me in and asked if I could bring this to you.
Damon hands the sheriff a parcel. The sheriff rips open the parcel tape. She plucks out a bunch of purple lupin-like flowers.
Vervain.
It's all we have at the moment. I hope it's enough.
It's a small circle. Founding families, a few city officials.
And your deputies, of course, right? Are we any closer?
I think our facts are wrong. We've always believed that vampires can only come out in the dark. What if that's changed?
So is that even possible?
We've exhausted every other option. We have to consider the vampire may be walking around during the day, right in front of us.
On Damon's narrowed, scheming eyes.
So what's the next step?
We're now looking at anyone new to town since the deaths began. Should turn up a suspect or two.
And I, of course, will do anything I can to help.
Damon, all innocence. The sheriff nods.
You up?
No.
Elena rolls over, still wrapped in her duvet. Bonnie tries to prise it away.
No. Why haven't you called me back?
I'm sorry.
Are you gonna stand there forever?
Yep.
Move over.
Elena scoots over and Bonnie slips into the covers. She leans against the pillow.
I'm officially worried. What's going on?
I'm tired of thinking, of talking.
Can I get a one-line version so I can at least pretend to be helpful?
Stefan and I broke up.
I'm so sorry. Are you okay? Right, stupid question. I know I've been kind of MIA.
When you need me the most.
I suck.
You want to make it up to me? Get my mind off of it.
Just remember you asked for it.
Bonnie bounds out of bed. She closes the window. She grabs a paper knife, picks up a pillow, removes the case, and rips open the outer covering.
Hey!
She tips out the feathers.
Be patient.
Oh, okay.
I need to swear you to secrecy.
It's kind of a bad week for that kind of stuff.
I swear, because I'm not supposed to be showing you this.
Okay, I swear.
Okay, there's no windows open, right?
Right.
There's no fan, no air conditioning.
None. What are you doing?
Graham's just showed me this. You're gonna love it. You ready?
Elena nods. Bonnie raises her hand. A feather floats up with it, as if suspended on an invisible string. The feather bobs in the air under Bonnie's hand. Bonnie relaxes her hand, and the feather drops down.
Bonnie, what's going on?
Bonnie rubs her hands together and hovers them above the feather pile. The feathers waft into the air. Bonnie lets her hands fall. The feathers drift down. She smiles at the astonished Elena. She raises her eyes and dozens of feathers shoot up into the air and dance around Elena's head.
It's true, Elena. Everything my Gramps told me. It's impossible, and it's true. I'm a witch.
I believe you.
Caroline, a short tartan skirt, sashays down the road. Damon blocks her way.
Look, dungeon boy, I'm done being your little slave girl. You seriously hurt me, and I will be damned if you think...
Damon eyes her.
Oh my god, where have you been? It's really good to see you.
Much better. You want to throw a party here at the grill tonight.
Well, why don't you do it?
Because then Stefan and his BFF won't come. I need a lot of people. Big crowd. Invite everyone.
And why am I having this party?
Because you are going to help me solve this town's little vampire problem. And I want my crystal back.
Oh, but Bonnie has it.
I know that. Get it from her.
So, this Elena girl. She'll come around, I'm sure of it. Have you had sex yet?
No.
Sex always works. I mean, you'll rock her world so hard with your vamp sex, she'll be yours forever.
Yeah, but see, this isn't about sex or compulsion or any of our other tricks. She has to want to be with me on her own terms.
Wow, that sounded all mature and grown up.
Well, I'm not getting any older.
Aha.
Lexi jabs a straw into a bag of blood. She takes a drag.
Want some?
No. Thank you.
Relax. I didn't kill anyone for it. This phlebotomist I went out with a few times. He's my supplier. Oh, don't judge, okay? Listen, I tried the animal diet. Lasted 3 weeks.
Doesn't matter. Because if I started again, I don't know if...
You could stop.
Lexi raises her eyes upwards.
Lexi, I'd never judge you.
I'm just jealous of your restraint. I have none. I delight in hedonism. Speaking of which, what are we doing tonight?
Funny you should ask.
Well, I wasn't asking you.
There's a party at the grill. You'll love it. Banquettes, tacky waitstaff, all of Stefan's friends.
Yeah, I don't want a birthday party.
Well, it's not for you. It's a party. No one's gonna know it's your birthday. Caroline's throwing it.
Damon, stay away from Caroline.
We're friends. It's cool. It's important for the town to see us out and about like normal folk. We need a blend.
He spies the blood bags.
Ugh. I prefer mine at 98.6.
Let's go. Please.
It's weird, huh? After all this time joking about being psychic, I really am a witch. You don't think I'm a freak now, do you?
No, of course not. Bonnie, I don't understand, though. If your Grams asked you to keep all this a secret, why did you tell me?
You're my best friend. I can't keep secrets from you.
I keep thinking of you.
I'm almost ready.
I can't believe you actually think that we should go to this thing.
It's not like I'm asking you to run outside midday without your ring. I mean, seriously, it's a party.
A party that Damon wants us to go to, yeah? So my question is, why? I think he's up to something.
Who cares? I mean, what can he possibly do in front of all those people in a public place?
He knows how to keep a low profile, believe me.
Okay, so he'll behave. Come on, one day a year I get to you. One day that you're not brooding and existing in your own head.
It's my birthday, yeah?
It's my day. And that guy that jumped naked in the Trevi Fountain and got drunk on the tour to the Statue of Liberty, that guy can take a break from all of his worrying for one night and go to a stupid party. So quit your whining and go get ready.
Fine.
A car pulls up outside the Mock Tudor house. A nervous Elena climbs out. She walks hesitantly to the front door.
It's open! Come on in!
Elena frowns as she enters.
Oh my God.
Lex's face registers shock.
I'm Elena. Who are you? Lexi. A friend of Stefan's. Is he here? He's in the shower. Do you want to wait?
No.
I'll tell him you stopped by.
That's okay.
Elena scurries out. She stops in the entranceway, totally confused.
Are you out of your freaking mind?
What are you talking about?
I just met Elena. You have some serious explaining to do. You have some serious emotional damage.
No, it's not what you think. She's not Catherine.
Then they're related because they could be twins.
I don't know.
You don't know? You didn't find out.
No, maybe I don't want to know. I have no desire to tie Elena to Catherine. Okay, yes, the resemblance is what drew me in, but that's it. Catherine and Elena may look the same on the outside, but on the inside, they are completely different.
Oh, so Elena's not a raging bitch then, huh?
No, Elena's warm, and she's kind, and she's caring, and she's selfless, and it's real. And honestly, when I'm around her, I completely forget what I am.
Oh my God, you're in love with her.
Stefan smiles softly.
Yeah, I am.
At the Mystic Grill, Caroline, hands on hips, surveys the party scene with pride. She spots Damon, who is propped against the bar.
Amazing party, right?
Glad you thought of it.
Are you having a good time?
Do you have my crystal?
No.
Then I'm not having a good time.
Damon looks over Caroline's shoulder and sees Lexi stroll in. He makes a beeline for her.
Where's my brother?
Said he'd meet me here.
By you,
Lexi steps around him.
What are you doing here?
Lexi said that you came by and you seemed upset.
Right. The girl in the towel.
The towel?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. No. Not like that, no. She's not exactly a girl. Lexi's just 350 years old.
You mean she's a...
And she's my oldest friend. Nothing romantic, ever.
Oh, okay, well, she kept staring at me. It was weird.
Well, I've talked about you a lot, so I guess she felt like she knew you. So why'd you come by?
It was a mistake.
going to talk to me.
I can't. Seven, I can't, and that's the problem. I'm keeping all these secrets from everyone. I can't even tell my best friend. Do you know how hard that is? It's like I need to talk to someone, but the only person I can talk to is you. And
I want you to know that I will always be here for you. You can come to me about anything, okay?
They lock eyes. Elena nods.
Thank you for coming by.
Stefan walks away. He stops and turns back towards her.
Hey, do you need a ride to the grill tonight?
Are you going to Caroline's party?
Lexi's dragging me. And it's my birthday.
Really? Wow, happy birthday then.
Thank you.
Actually, I think I want to stay in tonight.
Okay. Well, have a good night.
Elena slowly closes the door. She peeks at him as he leaves. Back at the Mystic Grill.
Bonnie! Hey, I've been looking for you. I'm totally sorry to do this. I know it's so Indian giver, and I know that we're not even supposed to say that anymore, but I need my crystal back.
Why? You said you hated it.
Then I saw it on you, and I realized how great it is. And I've got, like, 3 outfits I can coordinate it with, so I can't give it back to you. Okay. Well, I didn't want to have to tell you this, but I'm your friend. When you wear it, it makes you look fat. There, I said it, but it's because I'm your friend, so...
I'm sorry, Caroline, I can't.
Well, what do you mean that you can't, Bonnie? It's mine.
I thought you said it was Damon's.
Well, it is.
So he's the one who really wants it back.
No. Maybe, just... Ow!
Caroline touches it. The crystal fizzes.
Are you wearing polyester?
You're really gonna pull it from my neck?
What the hell's wrong with you?
Stefan enters. He surveys the place. He notices Matt, who is crossing the room.
Matt. Just hear me out, please. I was just trying to help Vicky. I went through something similar. Once. I'm really sorry.
Don't be. It's not the first time she's run off. Turns out Vicky's just like her mother. I can't count on either of them. Thanks for trying.
Caroline threads her way through the throng. Damon creeps up behind her.
Where is it?
Bonnie won't give it to me.
So rip it off her neck.
Well, I tried. It chomped me.
Damn it. Why does it do that? I need that crystal.
Why are you being like this? I'm so good to you, and I'd do anything. You know, it's just some stupid necklace.
Damon grips her arms.
No, you are the only stupid thing here. And shallow. And useless.
He sneers and turns his back.
Okay, I'm gonna need a little more foot movement.
Yeah, I'm not really interested in making a fool out of myself.
Come on, you're not that bad.
Just do me a favor, tell me if you see Damon with his camera phone.
Right.
Yeah. At the front entrance, Damon earwigs a couple.
Hey,
come on. Where are we going?
No one's gonna see us
outside.
Come on.
The youth pushes his girlfriend against a wall and kisses her. Damon observes the blissful couple. As they cuddle and smooch, he vanishes. The girl is distracted by squeaking noises.
Did you hear something?
Nah, it's cool. There's no one coming down here.
Damon is suddenly behind him, gorging on his neck. He half throttles the shrieking girl, eyes fixed intensely on her. In the Mystic Grill, Lexi and Stefan play pool. Elena spies on them from a distance. Stefan, at ease with Lexi, unwinds. Damon comes into view. He notices Elena, who shifts uncomfortably at his presence.
Stefan smiles.
Alert the media.
You haven't given him a lot of reasons to be happy lately.
Oh, you're right. Poor Stefan. Persecuted throughout eternity by his depraved brother. Does it get tiring being so righteous?
It flares up in the presence of psychopaths.
Ouch. Well, consider this psychopath's feelings hurt.
What did you do to my brother?
I'm gonna need a less vague question.
When you did what you did to Jeremy's memory of Vicky, what else did you do to him?
You asked me to take away his memory of fangs and rawr and all the bad stuff. You wanted me to take away his suffering.
But he's acting different. He seems okay with everything, and a little too okay. I mean, he's studying, he's not doing drugs, he's not drinking. Are you sure he didn't do something else?
Elena, I took away his suffering.
Caroline.
Don't talk to me.
Don't do that. Let me explain.
Oh, what is there to explain, Bonnie? Okay, you got what you wanted. Yeah, and something that doesn't even belong to you, by the way. And I get called a shallow, useless waste of space.
Who said that to you?
Well, who do you think?
You know that's not true. Don't let him treat you like that.
Yeah, as opposed to how my best friend treats me.
On a worried Bonnie. Outside, a patrol car pulls up when the officer hears a woman's pitiful cries. The officer approaches a set of stairs leading to an underground walkway. He flicks on his flashlight. He treads cautiously down the stone steps. His flashlight illuminates flagstones awash with blood. The officer reaches for his radio.
Two shots of tequila.
Lexi spots Elena.
Make that three.
I need to see some IDs.
No, you don't.
Lexi locks eyes with the bartender.
That'll be,
three.
On the house.
Thanks. Ah, the famous Elena. Towel girl. Something got worse. Here. I didn't know that you guys could drink.
Oh, yeah, it helps curb the cravings.
But
makes for a lot of lushy vamps.
You know, I've never seen Stefan drunk. He always seems so
uptight.
Yeah. But not with you.
Well, that's the benefit of knowing someone for over 100 years. You can just be yourself.
Yeah, he can't be himself with me.
Well, not yet. The first step was him telling you. The rest comes with time.
You seem so sure.
The love of my life was human. He went through what I imagine you're going through. Denial, anger, etc. But at the end of the day, love really did conquer all.
Are you gonna drink that? Oh, go for it.
Lexi slugs back the tequila.
I'm scared. But you're here. Because you're crazy about him.
I get it, okay? I mean, what's not to love? Listen, take it from someone who's been around a long time.
When it's real, you can't walk away.
Lexi throws another tequila down her neck. Elena giggles.
Hey, Lexi. It was really nice meeting you.
Yep, I drank yours. Sorry.
Thank you.
You weren't supposed to be listening. I was feeling epic. Whatever.
The sheriff shines a light on the corpse of the torn-up youth.
Keep this contained.
That's not all.
The officer pinpoints the shivering brunette with his flashlight.
Hey. Hey. Did you see what did this?
The girl nods.
Tell me everything you saw.
To Stefan as he racks up the pool balls.
Hi.
Hey. You came.
I couldn't miss your 100th and whatever birthday.
A sloshed Caroline totters towards Matt and crumples into his lap.
Oh, hey.
I'm slipped. I slipped.
Hammered, huh?
Well, a very nice but not handsome bartender was very kind to me tonight. Unlike the rest of the global universe. Are those curly fries?
Coffee for the drunk girl. Bad night, huh?
Baddest. Am I shallow?
Is that a trick question?
I don't mean to be. Yeah, I want to be deep. I want to be, like, the abyss deep.
No offense, Carrie, but deep's really not your scene.
That's true. I'm shallow. Today I'm worse than shallow. I'm a kiddie pool.
You're not a kiddie pool. You're not a kiddie pool.
Can I just go home?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll take you. Come on.
Matt helps Caroline to stand. She staggers.
Hey, you're okay. She's all right. Hold still, hold still. All right.
He picks her up in his arms and carries her out. He walks into a row of patrol cars.
What happened? Is she okay?
Why do you care?
She's drunk?
As a skunk.
Are they serving you in there?
I'll take her home. It's on my way. I haven't been drinking.
I would appreciate that, Matt. Thank you. You and I will discuss this later.
Can't wait.
Don't let anybody else leave.
All right, the shots are a bribe. I need you to answer a question.
What are you really doing in Mystic Falls?
Have you tried the brittle? Wins awards.
Cut the crap.
Okay. I have a diabolical master plan.
What is it?
Well, if I told you, it wouldn't be very diabolical now, would it?
Okay. Look around. Let me know if you see anyone.
The girl scans the room. Her eyes zero in on Damon and Lexi, deep in conversation at the bar. The girl points. The sheriff nods and strides towards the bar, accompanied by her deputies. She makes a beeline for Lexi and injects her with vervain.
Thank you for the vervain. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Oh, my God.
Lexi collapses and is dragged out by the officers.
What is it?
Lexi sways between them.
Excuse me, sorry.
Other officers block an exit.
Can't go out this way.
Meanwhile, the officers heave Lexi along a sidewalk. She transforms and throws both men off her. The sheriff opens fire. Lexi advances on her. Stefan and Elena hurry up in time to witness the scene. Damon leaps out of the shadows and plunges a stake into Lexi's heart. Stefan covers Elena's mouth to stop her screaming.
Why?
It's part of the plan.
Damon drives the stake in. Lexi drops dead. On Lexi's body.
You okay?
Thank you. Get it in the car quickly.
Yeah. Lady, I checked everyone's ID.
Yeah, apparently you didn't.
The officer leads the bartender away.
Pretty handy with that steak, Damon.
Just a reflex. Guess the adrenaline kicked in.
This nightmare is finally over.
Yeah. Caught a lucky break with that witness. Without her, you wouldn't have been able to ID the vampire.
Very lucky. Well, thank you again.
At Caroline's home, Matt uses Caroline's booted feet to switch on the bedroom light. He drops her gently on the bed. He removes her boots.
You gonna be okay?
No.
He perches on the edge of the bed and stares at a disconsolate Caroline.
Do you ever feel like there's not a person in the world who loves you?
Life can be a little rough.
I just wish...
What?
Wish that life was... different.
Yeah, me too.
He makes to get up. Caroline grabs his hand.
Please, don't leave me alone.
Matt half smiles. Caroline slides over and Matt climbs into bed fully clothed. He wraps his arms around her. She rests her head on his chest.
Stefan!
He killed her. He killed Zach. He killed Tanner. He turned Vicky. I have to kill him.
No, you can't do that.
Why are you trying to save him? Elena, he's never gonna change. Don't you see that? He's never gonna change.
I'm not trying to save him. I'm trying to save you. You have no idea what this will do to you. Please, Stefan.
Everywhere that I go, pain and death follow. Damon follows me. No more.
Stefan, please, please, just talk to me. Let me be here for you. Talk to me.
No. You were right to stay away from me.
Stefan traipses off. At home, Damon pours a drink. He swivels round, a shadow in the doorway.
Told you I'd take care of it.
Stefan attacks with lightning speed. Damon zooms across the wooden floor and whacks the wall. Stefan punches Damon repeatedly. Damon forces him off. They charge headlong. Stefan pins Damon against a wall.
Oh, come on. I did this for you to get him off our trail. You never do anything for anyone but yourself.
Stefan takes out a stake and plunges it into Damon, missing his heart.
You missed. No. You saved my life. I'm sparing yours. We're even.
In bed, Bonnie dreams. She is sprinting through a wood. The crystal glows. Bonnie runs headlong. She trips and falls. As she levers herself up, she spots a figure. She scrambles up to face a pale brunette.
It's coming.
Bonnie wakes in a forest, still in her nightwear. Behind her, a stone mausoleum. Two headstones mark graves. She gets to her feet and hugs herself against the cold. The Vampire Diaries.
If you missed the last episode of the Vampire Diaries, you can watch it with ITV Player. Available at itv.com/ITV Player.